I've stayed up many a night reading when I couldn't put the book down because it was so good. And I know I had work in a few hours. But imagine if instead of losing your sleep and being tired and being a zombie all day, if you had the Audible app. Want to catch up on your favorite podcast but can't find the time? Can't seem to let go of that best-selling, spy-thrilling, romance-seeking sequel? Grab the Audible app today. Whether you're washing the dishes, driving to work, or fixing dinner, you can still catch up on your favorite author or podcast while hands-free. So hit the link below and download the Audible app today. It's 3 months free during Amazon Prime Day. So don't miss out on this great offer because it ends July 31st, 2025. Get Audible today.
Good day, solo moms. Happy Tuesday. I know I said we weren't going to be publishing again until the fall, but I needed to give you an update on what we're doing until the fall. In this battle of life, it's hard to keep your head above the water. To win this fight. I wanted to update you on my three-pronged campaign that is ongoing. Number one, I am in the process of curating all of the solo mom stories on the podcast, all the stories that were shared by moms who was raising their children alone at the time of the interview or before that or prior to that. I'm curating those in an anthology, an audio and a written anthology of these stories. That will be available very shortly as it's still in the works. The second part of the campaign is that those women, those moms that are featured in this book, I will be posting clips from their stories on social media. At least I've started doing it since last week, posting clips, video clips, audiograms, and quotes from these moms just to promote them, just to remind you of their stories and to hopefully help to inspire you as a solo mom to keep going, that you're not alone and your story matter. Which brings me to the third part of this campaign. It's I want to hear your story. Those who tell their story rule the world. That's a Native American proverb. So if you want to share your story, I've placed a link below where you can learn more about what it means to be a guest on a podcast. You will also be able to read reviews on the show and what it's been doing for solo moms over the last 7 years. So if you are interested in becoming a guest on Solo Moms Talk, the only qualification is that you're currently or in the last 5 years have raised your child or children solo. Even if you're married, but the father is not engaged, then you qualify for this interview. I've interviewed a lot of women all over the world, but not all of them were solo moms. They were expert on different topics. For this particular campaign, for the fall season, I only want to interview moms who are currently going through it or have recently gone through it. This includes grandmothers as well. Doesn't matter if you're single, single by choice, divorced, widowed, or still married. I want to hear your story. You're one decision away from changing your life. So hit that link below and learn more and apply today. I will also provide a guide to help you prepare. If you've never done this before, if you're nervous, if you want to know what it entails, there will be a guide provided to you to show you how to be a guest. Now, the final reason or the final benefit of you being a guest in Solo Moms Talk is that If you have a business, service, hobby, anything you want to share outside of your struggles with raising children, you will get an opportunity to share that on the show. And when we promote the show, we'll be sure to include any offers, any product or service that you have. So that's one benefit. So hit that link below. Apply to become a guest on Solo Moms Talk. Share your story and inspire solo moms around the world. Remember, you're not alone and you don't have to parent in silence. Thank you.